Sorry, before I listen to the sermon, read Psalm 139.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین، مزمور 139 رو بخونید.
Yeah, the title of my sermon today is Abortion is Murder.
و امروز موضوع موعظه‌ام اینه که سخت جنین قتل.
And this Wednesday we started a new book. We started the book of Luke.
امروز کتاب جدید لوقا رو این هفته
شروع کردیم. We only did the first, I believe, 25 verses of it.
فکر می‌کنم 25 روز.
And we looked at the birth announcement of John the Baptist.
در مورد اعلام تولد یحیای تعمید دهنده.
Now of course this was a special birth announcement.
یک اعلام مخصوص بود برای تولد یحیای
angel.
چون خداوند یه فرشته رو فرستاد.
Was the messenger that came before Jesus.
که برای عیسی مسیح اومد راه رو همراه کرد.
But it was also an announcement of a miracle.
اما آغاز یک معجزه بود.
Because
چرا معجزه؟
The wife of Zechariah, Elizabeth, was barren. She couldn't have children.
زن زکریا الیزابت نازا بود و نمیتونست بچه داشته.
Not only that, she was also stricken in age. She was old. She was too old to actually normally have children. Yeah, so I shortly spoke on that there are many women named in the Bible that were barren, like Elizabeth. And that was something negative, something bad if you couldn't have a child.
Yeah,
because children are a blessing from the Lord.
And
these women were struggling with that.
Yeah,
of course, we also know that God eventually gave these women children. And I said, I've known people who couldn't have children and struggled. And I brought up that some are even taking things into their own hands. Yeah, and I mentioned they go to methods like unnatural ways like IVF. Yeah, where they fertilize an egg of a woman and the seed of a man outside of the body and then implant it.
Yeah, which
I addressed is a wrong thing for many reasons. And of course, there's nothing new under the sun because men always have tried to take things in their own hands. Because we have the example of Abraham, who had the promise of God that he would have a son.
And
he's getting older. Eventually, decides to listen to his wife to take the handmaid, Sarah, his wife, which is, again was wrong.
که باز اشتباه بود به دست خودش این کارو کرد.
Yeah, but in that conversation we shortly talked about when life starts.
اون صحبت کردیم که زندگی از کجا آغاز
میشه. Pointing out that abortion is murder.
و اعلام کردیم که سخت این قتل
ده. I got a question in regards to that.
این هفته یه سوالی مطرح از من
پرسید. I decided today to just preach on the topic of abortion.
گفتم در مورد سخت جنین صحبت
کنم. And I did so 2.5 years ago, so if you want to look up that sermon it's online.
موزه کردم اگر میخوای موزه دو سال نیم
منم گوش بدی. It's called Pro Life versus pro death.
و اسم موعظه‌م این بود که دفاع از زندگی یا دفاع از مرگ.
I was tempted to re-preach the sermon because hardly anybody of you have heard it.
خواستم تکرارش کنم چون اکثرتون نبودین دو سال و نیم
پیش. I did not. I just started from scratch.
So
if after the sermon you want to listen to more on this topic, you could listen to that sermon.
اطلاعات بیشتری در مورد موعظه داشته باشین میتونین در موعظه دو سال و نیم پیش هم گوش بدین که آنلاین هست.
Now let me start with saying if you have committed the sin of aborting your child.
اگر شما گناه سخت رو انجام
دادید. I'm not against you.
من ضد شما نیستم.
I hope you made right with God.
گناه بوده و امیدوارم
که
با خدا آشتی کرده باشید و دوباره به سمت خدا برگشتید.
I want you to know there is forgiveness.
همیشه در گناه بخشش خداوندم هست.
Yeah, so I want to say this up front.
میخوام از اول بهتون بگم.
You might find it harsh what I'm going to say.
شاید چیزی که من بگم براتون سنگین باشه اما خداوند بخشنده است.
Yeah, it upsets me that we even have to have the discussion.
In regards to this topic. بخوایم در مورد این موضوع اصلا صحبت کنیم.
Yeah, we live in a world.
تو دنیایی داریم زندگی میکنیم.
That thinks basically nothing of the fact that it's that we're killing babies.
که برای عادی شده کشتن نوزادان.
Yeah, babies were unable to defend themselves.
نوزادانی که خودشون نمیتونن از خودشون دفاع کنن.
Yeah, were in the mother's womb, which would be the safest place on earth for them.
قرار بوده در رحم مادر امترین جا برای بچه‌ها باشه تا به جایی برسن که وارد دنیا بتونن.
Now the mother decides.
اما اوکیه که مادر تصمیم بگیره.
It is not wanted and then kill it.
نمیخواد بچه رو و میتونه بکشتش.
And see, even upsets me more.
بیشتر ناراحتم
میکنه. If Christians
که مسیحیایی که
are doing this
این کارو میکنن
thinking it's kind of okay or okay to do this
اوکیه انجام دادن
thinking that it's something small
یه چیز کوچولو خارجی
now it's not a small thing
یه چیز کوچولو
it's a big thing
یه چیز بزرگه
it is murder
و قتله
Yeah, it's an abomination to God.
و خداوند نفرت داره از قتل.
Yeah, and frankly, it's something that makes me throw up.
و باعث میشه که من احساس تهوع بهم دست
میاد. So if I sound angry, that's because I am angry when I'm talking about this.
عصبانی میشم چون وقتی در موردش صحبت میکنم احساساتی میشم در موردش.
I want to start with a notion.
میخوام با این نکته از
that the Bible does not talk about a blip of cells or a fetus.
خداوند
هیچ وقت نمیگه یه
سری سری مولکول هایی که در شکم مادر
yeah, the Bible is talking about being with child.
بچه دار شدن.
There's a baby there.
دار شدن. بچه از همون لحظه تولد هست. زندگی از همون اول هست.
Yeah, and it's always striking that everybody who is into murdering their own child.
همه کسایی که عادی شده براشون کشتن
بچه
خودشون.
They don't want to use the term baby.
کلمه نوزاد رو استفاده نمی‌کنن. بچه رو استفاده نمی‌کنن.
Because that would remind them of what they have done or about to do.
و استفاده کردن یاداوری به کاری که قرار میکنن.
Yeah, the pro-deaf cult wants to make sure that we use terms that are impersonal.
که سمت مرگ برید و میخواد بگه اون جنین یا اون بچه نوزاد واقعی نیست رابطه ای باهاش نداشته باشه.
When some royal child is born.
اما وقتی یک خانواده سلطنتی حامل میشه.
Everybody suddenly talks about babies.
بلا فاصله کلمه اول دیگه جنین.
Then it's not a fetus. Then it's a baby.
دیگه بچه است. بچه است در رحم مادر. چون خانواده سلطنتیه ولی برای بقیه جنینه.
So I might already sound angry a little bit.
شاید یه مقدار به نظرتون بیاد که من عصبانیم.
Yeah, because this is a subject that makes me angry.
Preparing
it makes me angry.
حتی آماده کردنش عصبانی می‌کنه.
But that's righteous anger because it's so wrong, it's so wicked.
عصبانیت نیکوکاریه چون خیلی پلیده و دنیامون پلیده.
Since the question came from Luke 1, let's start there.
پس چون سوالمون از
لوقا
فصل 1 شروع شده، از همون لوقا فصل 13 تا 15 کنیم. لوقا فصل 1 آیه 15
Luke 1 verses 13 till
15.
But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb.
فرشته به او گفت ای زکریا ترسان مباش زیرا که دعای تو مستجاب گردیده است و همسرت الیزابت برای تو پسری خواهد زایید و او را یحیی خواهی نام و تو را خوشی و شادی را خواهد نمود و بسیاری از ولادت او مسرور خواهند شد زیرا که در حضور خداوند بزرگ خواهد بود و شراب و مسکری نخواهد نوشید و از شکم مادر خود پر از روح القدس خواهد بود
Now, of course, at this point in time, Elizabeth is not pregnant yet.
در این قسمت الیزابت هنوز حامله نشده.
Yeah, Zacharias just heard the answer to his prayer.
جواب دعاش رو.
Notice that the angel already gives a name.
و فرشته همون لحظه اسم بچه رو اعلام کرده.
God has a message for Zacharias.
خداوند پیامی داره برای زکریا. و میگه پسری خواهی
And this is his name. Call him John.
اسمش یحیی
بذارید. Yeah, you have an announcement of a coming person who is not there yet.
یه نفر میاد که اسم داره حتی یحیی.
And already God has assigned a name.
و خداوند همون لحظه هم براش تصمیم گرفته که اسمش
For a specific person.
برای یک هدف اسمش یحیی.
Now, would this line up with Elizabeth after getting pregnant to end the pregnancy at any time? No, that would sound outrageous. Yeah, finally, now be able to have children. She gets pregnant and then she decides, oh, I'm too old to raise this child. So, let's do things to stop that pregnancy, to kill the child. Would be insane. Yeah, God already had given a name. God already has told about this child, hey, it's going to be great. It's going to do great things for me. Yeah, many shall rejoice at his birth. Yeah, how could we even fathom to endanger this child? But that's true for every child, not only John.
Yeah?
God knew you as well before you were born. God already had a purpose for you before you were born. Also notice the pronouns that are used in verse 15. It says he, a person, he, talking about John the Baptist. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb.
او یک نفره یک شخص.
Yeah, so in this case, especially the Holy Ghost already has filled John before he's born.
یحیی رو پر میکنه قبل از تولدش در رحم مادرش.
Skip to verse 41 a little one. 41. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the solution of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, so it says the baby leaped in her womb. What was in Elizabeth? A baby, a child. Not a fetus, not a blob of cells.
Yeah.
If you call it for what it is, abortion suddenly becomes a lot more problematic. It starts directly sounding like it's murder. And of course, that's because it is. Skip to verse 44. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy solution sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Yeah, again, it talks about a baby. Baby sleeping. Addressed as a person. Yeah, God has given a name to this child already. And it says that this baby leaped for joy. That this baby had emotions already. Now, you might say, this is just Elizabeth saying this. This is not the author. Yes, that's true, but read verse 41 again. Yeah, who's filled here with the Holy Ghost? It's Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And the very next things that she's saying includes that the babe leaped with joy. Of course, this was a supernatural thing.
Yeah,
where John as a baby in the womb of Elizabeth
sends
the presence of
Mary
and Jesus who was in her womb.
مریم و عیسایی که در رحمش بوده رو حس میکنه.
Yeah, but even in the natural world, we know that babies respond to the things going outside the womb.
Not to voices, to sounds. هنوز به صداها و به حرکتها در رحم مادر جواب میده.
Yeah, there's a person there.
یک شخصی وجود داره که جواب میده.
Now, only these couple of verses from Luke, and there's so many more we can look at, already point out that abortion is taking the life of an actual person. It's murder. It's the ending of a life. Go to Ecclesiastes.
تواریخ.
Ecclesiastes 11:5. As thou knowest not what is in the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who make it all. Now, notice what grows inside the womb of a mother. It is a child that is being born there. A child. Not cells, not a blob of cells, not a fetus. A child. Go to Exodus. Exodus 21. 22 till 25. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe.
اگر کسانی در حال نزاع زن بارداری رو بزنند بدون که بچه او پیش از موعود به دنیا بیاید اما آسیب جدی وارد نیامده باشد ضارب باید هر جریمه را که شوهر آن زن مطالبه کند و قضا و قضات تعیین کنند ببین بپردازد اما اگر آسیب جدی وارد آید جان را عوض جان تعیین کن و چشم به عوض چشم دندان به عوض دندان دست به عوض دست پا به عوض پا سوختگی به عوض سوختگی زخم به عوض زخم و کبودی
Yeah, so here the scenario has been presented that two men are fighting and in the process they happen to hurt a woman that is with child. Yeah, somebody was pregnant. And if because of this, yeah, she would give birth, but everything was okay, then it says the woman's husband shall determine the punishment. Yeah, for what has happened to his wife and child. Even if the baby is okay,
yeah, there will still be a punishment. چون این دعوا باعث به دنیا آمدن زودرس بچه شده
but when something went wrong,
اما اگر موقع تولد اتفاقی برای
yeah, if something بد happened to that child, then it says you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot.
دندون دست برای دست، پا برای پا.
So if that baby would die because of what happened,
به خاطر اتفاقی که افتاده,
yeah, the one hitting that pregnant woman is going to pay with his own life.
کسی که هم ضربه زده به اون زن حامله میتونی زندگیش ازش بگیری.
Because it's life for life.
زندگی اون بچه همون اندازه
yeah.
زندگی اون
The Bible considers a baby to be
زندگی.
Alive.
در حقیقت اون نوزاد در رحم مادر همون قد ارزش داره که اون فرد بزرگ سال.
And even though very small,
با اینکه خیلی کوچیکه,
it's considered equal to an adult.
مساوی مجازاتش اندازه با یک بزرگسال.
And even in many societies today, yeah, if you would kill a woman who is pregnant, you're going to be charged as double murder. Yeah, because the life of the child counts as one. Go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
پیش از آنکه تو را در رحم نقش بندم، تو را شناختم، پیش از آنکه به دنیا بیایی، تو را جدا کردم، و تو را بر قوم‌ها نبی قرار دادم.
Yeah, so this is what God tells Jeremiah the prophet.
He tells him,
I already knew you. I already knew you before you were born. Before you were born.
Yeah,
I had already a purpose for you.
Yeah,
at that time, I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations.
Again,
what grows inside the womb of a woman is a person that God already knows, that he already has a purpose for a mind, even though that person is not born yet. Yeah. Works are defined already for a person to do before they're born.
بچه مشخص در زندگیش در زمانی که در رحم مادرش
well.
من و شما هم همین
It holds for every child
برای همه بچه که متولد شده همینه خدا من از قبلش ما رو میشه
Go to Psalm 139 which we read
before 139 رو که خوندیم یه بار دیگه بخونیم نگاه کنیم
And read verses 13 till 16
13 تا 16 شو
For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. That my soul knoweth right well, my substance was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them.
زیرا باطن مرا تو آفریدی، تو مرا در رحم مادرم در هم تنیدی. تو را سپاس میگویم زیرا عجیب و مهیب ساخته شدند اعمال تو شگفت‌انگیزند جان من این را نیک میداند استخوان‌بندی‌ام را از تو پنهان نبود چون در نهان ساخته میشدم آنگاه که در ژرفای زمین تنیده میشدم
16 yeah. So when somebody does an abortion what they're doing is they're killing what God has covered they're killing of what God has said is fearfully and wonderfully made yeah it says our substance was not hid from God when you were made in secret when you were in your mother's womb now notice verse 16 yeah thine eyes did see my substance Yet being imperfect,
با اینکه کامل نبودم,
yeah, not complete yet, not completely full grown,
کاملا بزرگ نشده بودم.
And in thy book all my members are written, yeah.
در کتاب تو خداوند و همه حرکات من
Your arms, everything from of you, which were continuance were fashioned, where they were made,
ولی از همون لحظه خلقتش وجود داشت.
When as yet there was none of them.
اما زمانی که هیچ کدوم از اونها
Yeah, before you looked like a human being with arms and legs and everything. God already knew you. God already was busy with you. Yeah, he knows our members before they were formed. Contrast that with all these women who line up at abortion centers.
با این همه زده اون کسایی که همه خانمایی که توی بیمارستان‌های سفت جنین منتظرن در حقیقت کارخونه های قتل دنیای امروزمون هستن که بچه که به دنیا اومده شکل گرفته رو همه رو تموم کنه.
All these babies,
تمام این نوزادا
God already knew.
خداوند از قبلش
God already had a purpose for.
خداوند برای همه اون نوزادا اسم مشخص کرد.
God
هدف
loved
مشخص
these babies already.
خداوند هنوز محبتش رو به همه اون نوزادا داشته.
Persons that are fearfully and wonderfully made.
انسان‌هایی بودند که با قدرت و شگفتی خداوند
خلق شدند. Each one of them was a marvelous work.
هر کدومشون یک هدیه بزرگ فوق‌العاده خدا بودند.
But the executioner of the abortion clinic.
اون قاتل
the murderer in chief.
که رئیس قتل هست.
Would wrongfully call a doctor.
که نام پزشک رو خودشون گذاشتن.
He does the murder.
او قتل رو انجام
میده. So is the woman then less guilty?
پس زن مشکل نداره دیگه. دکتر داره قتل میکنه نه زنه.
Let me give you an illustration.
اما بذاریم بهتون یه انتخاب.
What about if you would hire a hitman?
اما تو اگر امروز یه نفر رو استخدام کنی که بیاد بچه‌تو بکشه، تو قتل کردی یا اون کسی که پول دادی بهش که بچه‌تو بکشه؟
Can we only blame the hitman for the actual murder?
فقط جرم رو بندازیم گردن اون که
he did the thing.
کارو انجام داده با گلوله کشته.
Of course not. The one who ordered it is guilty.
اونی هم که استخدام کرده.
The one who hired the hitman.
مسئول.
That's basically what abortion is. If it's done in a clinic.
سخت جنین امروز ما همینه. یه نفر رو استخدام میکنیم برای کار قتلمون.
Yeah, listen to the story of David and Bathsheba. Go to 2 Samuel. I'll give you the context because we've heard it many times.
We'll read one verse from it.
We know the story. David commits adultery with Bathsheba. He tries to cover up his sin. Bathsheba's husband come home. And David hoped, okay, he's going to be with his wife and then we'll have an excuse for why he's pregnant. But it doesn't work. Then eventually David ends up ordering his military commander to make sure he gets killed in battle.
Now,
Uriah ends up being killed in battle.
Now
listen to what Nathan, the prophet, has to say to David in 2 Samuel 2 verse
9.
Yeah, wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with a sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon.
2 Samuel 2,
verse 9. Yeah?
No, where's 2 Samuel 2?
2 Samuel 2, 2 Samuel 2, verse 9.
2 Samuel 2, verse
9. Did I give you the wrong...
It's the wrong one.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to find.
بخون یه بار دیگه دو نه.
و او را بر جلاد بر آخر بر آشوریان و یزدیان و بر افرایم.
Okay,
it's wrong.
Okay, forget about it. Just translate them.
فقط آیه که آنو میخونه ترجمه کنم.
So wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord?
فرمان خداوند رو شکوندی.
Yeah, to do evil in his sight.
بدی کنی در نگاه خداوند.
And this is the point I want to make. Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword.
تو اریا با شمشیر خودت کشتی.
That's what he's telling David.
به داوود میگه تو با شمشیر کشتی.
David didn't kill him physically.
داوود خودش نرفت با شمشیر بکشه. داوود از قدرتش استفاده میکنه که یه نفر تو ارتش برنامه ریزی میکنه اما داوود نکشته بوده با دست خودش.
But of course, God calls David the
murderer. اما داوود خداوند تو قاتلی تو اون کار کردی تو فرستادی شو.
Women will go to these abortion clinics.
کسایی که میرن با داوطلبی زنشون رو صفر میکنن پلی اون دکترا.
Yeah, they're basically hiring a hitman to kill a child.
دارن یه نفر رو استخدام میکنن که بچه‌شو
بکشه. And they're just as guilty.
همون قد گناه داره.
As the doctors who are doing the work.
دکتری که کارو میکنه داره.
And the nurse nurses who are helping
یا پرستارهایی که در اونجا کار میکنن.
Yeah, who are claiming to provide healthcare.
کمک میکنن دارن نیاز سلامتی یه نفر رو فراهم میکنن. در حقیقت سلامتی نیست بلکه نیاز مرگ یه نفر.
People were hired to do the dirty work.
کسایی هن که پول استخدام کردیم کارهای کثیف انجام بدن.
What is the main thing that is always brought up in relation to this topic?
همه چیزایی رو که در مورد این موضوع وقتی صحبت میکنیم همه بهمون میگن.
And the argument is always when does life start?
زندگی کی شروع میشه؟
Because if we determine this,
اگه تصمیم بگیریم زندگی کی آغاز میشه,
then we can determine if something is murder or not.
میتونیم تصمیم بگیریم قتل یا قتل.
Yeah, because we know we shouldn't take the life of a human being.
میدونیم که زندگی یک انسان رو نباید گرفت.
So, yeah, this question, how does life start?
همیشه این سوال اینه که زندگی کی آغاز میشه؟
At conception, is it at the beating of the heart?
سلول‌ها با هم دیگه پیوند می‌خورن. زندگی شروع میشه زمانی که قلب نوزاد زنده
میشه. Is it when they're born actually?
یا زمانی که متولد میشن آغاز میشه. یا زمانی که
survive outside the mother's womb.
زمانی که بتونن خارج از رحم مادر زنده بمونن زندگی آغاز میشه. زندگی کی آغاز میشه؟
Is it 4 weeks, 18 weeks, 24 weeks?
4 هفته، 18 هفته، 27 هفته کی آغاز میشه؟
9 months.
9 ماه.
1 year, 2 years.
یه ساله، دو ساله.
It's getting that crazy.
یعنی یواش یواش داره وحشتناک میشه. داره به جایی میرسه دو سالگی هم بچه رو کشتن قانونی میشه.
Now the very fact that we have this debate all the time anyway, that people are talking about it and trying to figure this out.
که مردم دارن تلاش میکنن تصمیم بگیرن زندگی کی آغاز میشه.
Shows already the evil nature of what's going on here.
نشون میده که قلب پلید کسایی که در این
کارها هستن. If there will be any doubt
of when life starts, کی باشه که زندگی کی آغاز میشه.
I don't doubt. I know, and I will tell you later on.
اما بهتون میگم و بهتون میگم طبق کلام خداوند.
But if there will be any, if you were not sure,
اما اگه شما مطمئن نیستید,
yeah, when somebody is alive or not,
که نفر زنده است یا زنده نیست,
should you not always err on the side of safety?
اگر مطمئن نیستی به نظر بهتر نیست که امنیت رو قبول کنی یه مقدار محدودتر حساب کنی تا که برعکس
We should not always then play it safe.
همیشه یه مقدار امتر قدم
Because we don't want to be accident take a human life.
چون نمیخوام تصادفی زندگی یه
انسان Because we value life.
ارزش داریم برای زندگی انسان.
Would you blow up a building?
آیا شما ساختمون رو منفجر
می‌کنی؟
اگر مطمئن نباشین خالیه یا اول چک می‌کنی خالی باشه.
Would you press that button?
آیا اون شاسی بمبو میزنی؟
You are like a demolition company.
اگر شرکت خرابی ساختمون باشه که بخوای بسازی بازسازی کنی.
No sane person would do that.
کسی که واقعاً انسانه.
Yeah, first you would make 100% sure.
100% مطمئن میشه تو ساختمون هیچکی نیست. هیچ کی تو ساختمون نیست اون بمبو منفجر کنه.
Yeah, before it comes down.
تا قبل از اینکه ساختمون رو نابود کنی برای بازسازی مطمئن میشه یک انسان هم توش نیست.
And if you didn't check well enough.
اگر کاملا چک نکرده باشی.
And you would be in that business.
و کار خرابکاری ساختمون رو داری
and somebody would die in the process
و یه نفر تو محل خرابکاریت بمیره
you're going to persecute that person
اون یه نفری که بمب زده باید جواب پس بده حق داره که جواب پس بده
So ask yourselves, why are so many people pressing the button?
پس چقدر دنیای امروزمون خیلی راحت
بمب میزنه. If they're not even sure when life starts.
وقتی مطمئن نیستیم که آیا کسی توش هست.
The answer is basically wickedness.
دلیلش پلیدی قلبمونه.
And the wickedness of the industry, a wicked demonic industry that's what it is.
اون کار خدمت بدی چیزمون هست.
That promotes human sacrifice.
که اعلام میکنه که انسان‌ها قربانی بشن.
The proponents of abortion don't have any interest in righteousness.
کسایی که واقعا
They want people to kill their children. They love death.
جنین هستن، عاشق مرگن و نمیخوان این کارو بکنن.
They're pro death.
پشت مرگ به جای اینکه پشت زندگی باشن هدفمند از مرگن به جای هدفمند از زندگی